special group named after Satan will soon open its first abortion business in the United States. The Satanic Temple, which claims to not believe in a literal Satan, will provide telehealth screenings and prescribe abortion pills for patients in New Mexico. The name of the soon-to-be facility? The Samuel Alito's Mom's Satanic Abortion Clinic. And joining us tonight to discuss is Father Steve Gridow, CEO of Word on Fire Ministries. Father, great to have you on again. I tell you, you really cannot make this stuff up. This group pledges to provide, quote, religious medication abortion care. What's your reaction to this?
It's the reaction that they want, which is one of outrage. What they're saying is outrageous. And note how they identify themselves as not believing in a literal Satan. But when you associate yourself with Satan at all, Satan is the father of lies. So how are we supposed to believe that that's even true?
Father, something else I want to talk about. In New York City, they just unveiled a horn statue of former Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg in honor of her fight for abortion rights. Many critics are calling it a satanic golden Medusa. You know, at some point, you would think abortion advocates would want to distance themselves from ideas like evil and Satanism.
I mean, COVID makes it accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization. It legitimizes the deployment of mass surveillance, and it makes surveillance go under your skin.
This is Richard Werner, the top academic scholar in the world on central banking.
The nature of the CBDC, what is it actually going to look like? They never talk about that.
Right.
But I heard one European central banker tell me, and he was around this large, and would be implanted under your skin.
And one way to protect your money is by investing in precious metals. When you go to bh-pm.com, use promo code Trump. That way, if you decide you want to invest in gold and silver, you'll save yourself a little bit of money.
Have you heard anyone talk about Saudi Arabia getting rid of the petrodollar? Have you seen that anywhere, Stu?
No.
Hey, how could that possibly be? How can the Saudis say, yeah, we'll take any kind of money? That is the United States of America going off of the gold standard. We replaced gold with the petrodollar.
The important thing to understand is central bank digital currencies are not currencies. It's a financial transaction control grid. If you don't behave, you can have your money turned off.
How concerned are you about the collapse of the U.S. dollar, sir?
It's the end of the dollar system. So the end is near for the U.S. dollar, and my concern is it's going to wipe out stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs. Just for my generation, the boomer generation, we're in serious trouble because the only reason our stocks, bonds, mutual funds are up is because the Fed and the Treasury just kept printing more and more money.
I mean, COVID makes it accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization. It legitimizes the deployment of mass surveillance, and it makes surveillance go under your skin.
This is Richard Werner, the top academic scholar in the world on central banking.
The nature of the CBDC, what is it actually going to look like? They never talk about that.
Right.
But I heard one European central banker tell me what it's going to look like. He saw it. And he was around this large.
Right.
and would be implanted under your skin.
We are about to face one of the greatest periods of uncertainty in American history.